Hello everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Lost in Translationmon. This time we're covering Digimon Adventure : 2020, episode 63, The Crest of Courage. I'm May, and this week I'm joined by the lovely Quinn.
Hi.
And the equally lovely Chloe.
Why, hello.
The obviously still equally lovely Evie will not be joining us this time, but she will be sending us through her thoughts on the episode, and we will cover that in the discussion segment, so we won't miss her too much. We'll still miss her, but we'll have her thoughts with us at least. Mm-hmm. And with that, onto the show. Sora and Taichi discover a castle with a Nightmon guarding it, but he just straight up silently lets him in. I thought there was going to be some sort of like, you must fight me to prove your worthiness to enter, but he just sort of lets him in.
I thought Sora was going to matter in this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I was like, I was really happy to see Sora because I was like, wow, the preview didn't show Sora at all. This is going to be like a Taichi and Sora like teamwork episode. No.
Nope.
Like, I don't think she talks. And
no,
at
she
the end of the episode,
line at the
she's
beginning and a line at the end.
I think she's literally just there to help the viewer determine what is reality and what is, like, you know.
Yeah, but Agumon does
dream
that
or whatever.
Well, I mean, my initial thoughts were, man, Sora's gonna get kidnapped, but she didn't. Taichi sort of did, but didn't. He got a Pixiemon again because this episode is just like the Pixiemon episode, but instead of a baby Tai that Taichi has to look after, it's a baby Agumon.
Yeah, and, you know, like, that part of it was fine. I could have maybe used less chroma key green fire.
Yep.
Yeah, and the weird color variant Alomon. Like, Alomon's usually, like, blue and red, but this one was, like, purple and purple, which I actually adored.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I was
here but
for
I didn't
part,
expect
but
it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't recall ever seeing Alomon in that color, so I think that might be an entirely new color variant that just debuted here and hasn't been anything else, but it might have been in the card game, but I don't remember Alomon ever being that color. But I'm very much here for it because I like purple.
Yeah, it worked.
Yeah. Anyway, so a bird also comes into this weird castle, and then Taichi's separated from Agumon, Sora, and Piyomon. Valkyrimon, who, by the way, has the same voice actor as Miyako from Digimon Adventure 02, which works, and I meant this, I sort of alluded to last episode, but Valkyrimon is actually the evolution of Sylphimon.
Okay, yeah, I knew there was at least a resemblance, but I couldn't remember if there was actually an evolution. That's cool.
So this is from the D3 Digivice toy that came out. Sylphimon was able to evolve onwards to Valkyrimon, and it's also been in card games as well as the video game that this is Hawkmon's fully evolved form, in the same way that we have Impaledramon being the fully evolved form of Vimon and Vikemon being the fully evolved form of, like, what Sharkmon evolves into. So technically Armadimon, so Vikemon appears twice. Sort of.
I'm going to be honest, I caught maybe a third of that sentence.
None of that. Like, it's all Greek to me every time.
Mostly it was just like the most run-on thing I've ever heard, but, you know, let's move on.
Sounds... checks out for Digimon. But anyway, so yeah, Valkyrimon has Miyako's voice actor, which is kind of a cute little...
That's nice.
Somewhat of a nod. Yeah.
I am debating showing Chloe, like, a highlights reel of Adventure in 02 so that she can see Miyako.
Yeah, at least show her the picnic episode where Mimi shows up. And the Sylphimon debut episode.
You should help me, or maybe someone out there wants to do some free labor for me. Mm-hmm. Make me, like, a list of the, you know, 30 critical path necessary for Digimon episodes to show Adventure in 02.
I will absolutely do this for you.
Okay.
Because that just sounds like some also good content in general. Mm-hmm. Of just like, here's 02 and Adventure.
It'd be a fun little blog
post. I would watch it. Yeah.
Make your
or video.
Own
depends on how much
like
time.
That's abridged,
fair. Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely will do that at some point.
All right.
When my brain can come out of my mouth.
We should have you do that, and then we'll meet at the end, and Chloe can tell us about her impressions of Digimon based on only the good parts.
Which is good. Which is just based on Miyako, the only thing that matters. And sometimes can. Anyway, so speaking of Miyako, Valkyrimon talks to Taichi about this ancient war and how she left her soul to watch over the warriors. I don't recall us ever seeing Valkyrimon as a silhouette, unless like we just all thought it was Slash Angelmon, because there's one that looks a little bit like it. But in general,
yeah, I think we're just supposed to go with, nah, this is just another of the powerful Digimon who existed at the time. But also was not one of the legendary warriors, I guess.
But, like, I don't know. I feel like this... I mean, I love Valkyrmon. I'm so glad that we get animated Valkyrmon, because I've always just adored Valkyrmon's design.
I prefer it weren't just a silhouette, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it would make more sense to me if it was Valdemon, who... also a bird, and also has given this sort of exposition telling role of just like, I am a soul left behind to give exposition. Because we already have Valdemon from that.
I'm real tired of this.
Exposition or the podcast?
We ran out of arrows to follow, so and giant rock, so now we're following a bird.
Yeah, you know, you had sound birdmon, you ready for plot birdmon? Haha.
That was the best thing ever.
Thank you.
Honestly, in my 6 years of podcasting, that's probably one of my favorite things I've ever heard.
Seriously? Oh, wow. That's high praise. Thank you.
We've got a title.
Yeah, we've got it. I was just sitting there going, I really want to type that down, but I just think I'll remember that.
That's fair.
Because my keyboard's so loud. But anyway, so yeah, yes, Plot Birdmon shows up.
Tai Chi follows Plot Birdmon.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, well, that's a lot of adventure, actually. There's lots of plot birds. So anyway, so Valkyrmon is talking to Tai Chi and says that there's another test that she wants to give Tai Chi, and then he just sort of gets, like, stabbed by a sword. I don't know where the sword comes from, but it just sort of happens.
I was happy about it, and... though,
yeah. Yeah, I was here for it, but sadly, I believe the sword is at least partially metaphorical.
Yes, I believe you're correct.
Yeah, but...
Alas.
I mean... I feel like even a metaphorical sword, it's still impaling him, and he doesn't look happy about it.
Well, yes, but I believe he was perhaps only metaphorically impaled. So,
I think an artist was just venting a bit, you know?
What a mood.
Yeah, just so sick of drawing Tai Chi.
Yeah.
Let me draw another character.
For real.
That's why the Seadramon in this episode was the best animated thing I've ever seen.
It was animated probably better than most things.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
Speaking of bad animation, Tai Chi's side-on face makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
I love
his mouth.
I love the clip art dragging in a bit later when he's first following Plot Birdmon,
mm-hmm.
And Plot Birdmon like flaps wings once, then is just moving around the screen, like the opening of Digimon the movie.
I love that, the English one where they're just floating across the screen with the Digi wrap.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best, by the way, because the Digivolution is up and coming. Anyway, so, yep, Tai Chi gets, like, teleported to this Pixiemon-esque realm. A Bottomon appears, but is getting attacked by a possessed-looking Goblimon. And then Tai Chi remembers that he used to, like, 1v1 Digimon for fun earlier on the show and decides to do that briefly, which was really cool to see because we've not seen it since the first few episodes, and I really like when we actually see him fight Digimon. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, so, like, they've clearly planned out these last three episodes well in advance, I guess, which is nice, but sure seems to rely on me having a very clear memory of stuff that happened over a year ago and still caring about any level of investment I had back then.
And also, like, caring about Tai Chi as the main character, which, I mean, I don't particularly care about this Tai Chi. I cared about Tai Chi at the start of the show where he was, like, just making people his friends. And he does that in this episode. This episode is very much on the same level as the first few episodes in the way that Tai Chi fights Digimon, says people are his friends when he literally just meets them, is fairly brave and friendly and likes his friends and loves his friends above everything else. That's very much on brand with the Tai Chi we met at the start of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But the Tai Chi we got for 60 episodes is not the same Tai Chi, and it makes this episode suffer in the way that I stopped caring about Tai Chi. If this was like episode 4, I mean, obviously it can't be because of all like the actual plot that happened in the evolutions.
And it were the end of, say, episode 26 and, you know, kind of finishing off our second arc, I'd be here for it. But like, wow,
yeah,
is
if
it
this
way
was
too
like...
little too late?
Well, this would be a good, like, episode 29, because episode 30 was the War Greymon debut.
Sure.
And if this was Tai Chi gets his crest and then gets the evolution, it would fit a lot better. But I just stopped caring about Tai Chi because he felt too blank to me. And maybe that's the show saying, hey, viewer, you're meant to put your own personality on this character. So he is sort of like the viewer.
Yeah, but it feels like the we were just too lazy to think of a personality.
Yeah, but this episode very much has that Tai Chi back from the start, but it just, it's, again, it suffers because we had 60 episodes of me not caring about Tai Chi, and now, like, we brought the character I care about back, but I'm so fatigued on Tai Chi showing up and him being boring that it just is less meaningful. But in any case, it is still nice that we actually have him returning to the personality that we had at the start of the show.
Yeah, but and that's it, when he attacks the Goblimon. At the beginning of the show, and we said so then too. Like,
oh yeah,
he's but, just yeah, it was the always like boy, and that's
yeah,
nice, I guess. But
yeah, I mean, I think we even said like, oh, that this is nice. I wonder how they'll grow on him. And the answer was, they will grow the opposite way. They will take the things you care about him away. Which then is a shame.
Give them back suddenly.
Yep.
Yeah, and give them back 60 episodes later when you least expect it, when you've already lost hope. But anyway, so he rescues the Bottomon, and we keep on getting this really weird, like, side-on view of Tai Chi, and his mouth is just on the side of his face, and it just doesn't look correct. Like, there just looks like there's something wrong.
It was a little
with
odd.
It. Yeah, it just, it's a little bit uncanny valley. Like, when people talk, when you're viewing them on from the side, their mouth doesn't, like, show up entirely on one side of the face.
Mm-hmm.
You see like half of the mouth, but in this one it was just like it was his nose, and then it was like his entire mouth on the side of his face.
We also super and honestly, run into this problem later with the Seadramon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Its tongue is behind the log no matter which way it shakes its head.
That's true.
Yeah, he's got long tongue. There's a lot of that. Maybe his body is just an entire tongue, like, the whole way down.
Oh, no.
That's oops, horrific. Oops, all tongue. Oops, all tongue. No, that's horrific. I wish I didn't ever open my mouth.
Yep, please.
But then there'd be no podcast.
You might actually edit this out. No. It's kind of gross.
I think I'll leave it in, but it's okay. People need to know, what if Seadramon is just one long tongue?
People need to know, Gwyn. What if it's all wake tongue up, sheeple. All the way?
You should write a book.
Okay.
People need to know about the all tongue.
All tongue Seadramon. That is my favorite Seadramon variant. Anyway, so that's the thing that just is horrific. Too early for Halloween, but what do I know? I'm Australian. Anyway, so I kind of had a theory at the start of this episode, and this episode didn't really go either way, but I thought it would be kind of cool if Tai Chi was sort of sent back in time, and this Bottomon was actually the Agumon that he met. Like, this is the ancient times, or, like, after the ancient times, when Agumon's egg has hatched into the Bottomon, or maybe it's when Agumon was first born, I don't know, but I kind of had that theory, and the
when Agumon first started coming out.
Yeah. So, I guess I was
so proud.
I was unclear as to what was going on here. Like, so I guess was that not like, I don't know, the soul of actual Agumon or something?
It was the soul of the Crest of Courage, maybe,
or possibly just Agumon.
It was unclear.
Yeah, I mean,
because like yeah,
it was very much the. I'm not sure if Chloe has seen like the first part of the Digimon movie.
Which one?
The one. That the I one where they're the American one.
Okay. Where Agumon's giant. Yes. Giant Agumon, and they're attacking the bus, and Kari is like, I know that they're always late, but it's not their fault. Which, I don't know. Anyway, so that one, I feel like that was not Agumon, and this episode is also maybe not Agumon, but I don't know. I just got the impression the whole time that instead of in the Pixiemon episode, how Tai Chi goes back in time to sort of help his old self get onto a bike, this time he's helping, like, a young Agumon not get on a bike, but not get murdered by Digimon? I don't know.
See, my impression was just got de-digivolved and could no longer talk because baby won. But, you know, Digimon's super inconsistent. It's really unclear what happened.
Yeah, well, that's what I was hoping. Like, before I watched the episode, that it was, like, Agumon died, became an egg, and they're going to address what happens when a Digimon's reborn, but they don't really do that,
yeah,
even though they've addressed
it. It happened somehow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plot Birdmon did some plot. It literally is the script.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to say. Anyway, so we have another Goblimon appearing, and the two Goblimon chase Tai Chi, who then jumps off a cliff, and then Tai Chi remembers jumping off a cliff into water at the start of the show, and I'm just sitting here thinking, oh my gosh, it's just like this stealthy clip show.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yep.
It's also, like a clip show,
I will
but they
say
only
I love
want
the Goblin Mon's
clips.
Eyes that are just the weird little spirals.
Yeah, I like. Yeah. I also got like. Sad. I'm not sure if y'all have seen, but the Digimon Savers movie has like Lalamon fighting Goblimon, and it just this has some same energy to that. But obviously, the Savers movie was better in the way that Lalamon fought them off with like sausage linked nunchucks. I like Savers.
Anyway,
I don't know. It happened. It feels like a weird Digimon. Fever dream, but it happened. Digimon has some things sometimes.
Yeah,
and you can
sure
quote me
does.
On that.
Yeah.
I think we should
then
move on.
A Seadramon who may or may not be all tongue shows up and reminds us that Vore exists by trying to eat Tai Chi, and then Tai Chi escapes, but then passes
out.
Didn't
get a clip show to the time that he got Vored.
Because I can't believe we didn't have a clip show to all the Vore that we had. Like, when Seadramon showed up, I surely expected him to, like, say, hey, remember when we learnt about Vore?
Let's reflect on how Vore was unironically the theme of this series.
Yeah, constantly for like a fairly large chunk where it was becoming like it's not even a joke anymore, where like it's the button pressing meme, but he has to choose whether or not he is going to press the Evangelion button or the Vore button, and sometimes it's both and he's just slamming his fist down. But no, he almost got eaten, but he didn't, and we didn't have any Vore flashbacks, which was honestly surprising. So, yeah, he passes out and then wakes up to Bottomon's bubbles. And then Tai Chi says how he wishes that he could evolve to protect Bottomon better. And then some purple Alamon show up, which, as I mentioned before, pretty cool color variant. Not seen that before.
Honestly,
big
I was
fan.
Briefly
do like
hoping
purple.
We'd go full frontier and Tai Chi would get a magical girl sequence, but it was not to be.
It was just horror instead. It was just this weird, like, Koromon, Bottomon, Agumon, then Greymon body horror.
Yep, yep. Which was also a thing that happened only in the first two episodes.
Yeah, I miss it.
Yeah,
I
like
that
it.
When evolution was like looked like a process rather than just magic waving hand, shining light.
Mm-hmm. No,
change.
I remember when we were like, God, I hope they do that every episode. It's so gross.
Yeah, like in Tamers, where like Terrymon evolves and his face is like ripped off to Galgamon, and it's horrific.
Oh God,
you're not
like
wrong.
It is. The Tamers evolutions are so much more horrific than they have any right to be, because like their skin's just ripped off and you just see the polygons beneath, and then they get new polygons.
It's super metal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very much a lot.
I've never thought about it that much until you just mentioned it.
Yeah, no, it looks
it's
horribly painful.
Yeah, yikes.
Which it should be.
Yeah.
Like, evolution should be painful. Like, the thing, something I liked about Frontier is the kids were screaming during their evolutions because it looked like the most painful thing that they were going through. Hmm. And they were screaming, and I was just like, yes, good, at least there's something redeemable about Frontier.
Evolution should be painful sounds like a real bad slogan air.
Yeah. Look, there are worse slogans. One time, we were driving past a real estate agent thing, and there was a poster that said, and, like, it feels like it's a joke, but it said, landlords get rich in their sleep. And I'm like, that seems like anti-landlord propaganda, but no, it's an ad. It's a slogan so you can become a landlord.
Yep.
Yikes.
Like, that just makes me mad. I don't want to be a landlord. That just annoys me. Anyway, so the evolution should be painful. Yep. It's a thing.
2024, evolution should be painful.
Things should hurt. Especially if, you know, your body is just being transformed and you're getting guns that are coming out of your, I don't know, your eyebrows or something. It should be painful. I don't know why I went with eyebrows there, but, you know, if guns
Does
are going to come out of somewhere,
guns?
Like, I would not be surprised.
I hope so.
Gundramon probably does.
I was going to say, Gundramon really is the candidate to think of.
Yeah. Like, funny side tangent, well, not funny, but kind of weird side tangent about Gundramon. So there's a lot of machine translation in official things for Bandai, and Gundramon recently came out in a virtual pet, and Gundramon was mistranslated because it was a machine translation. Gun is the Japanese word for cancer, so Gundramon's machine translation to English was Cancerdramon.
God.
And it's definitely a thing, and it's every time I'm just like, I'm so glad I learned that word. Because otherwise I'd be so confused.
Oh my God.
But now I'm just sitting here like,
actually does have a gun eyebrow.
What?
Well, yeah, where else are you going to put the guns?
This is the eye. Immediately above it is a gun.
Oh my god. No, I think...
Gun brows.
I think those are supposed to be ears.
Then where Gun are the ears. Eyes?
I don't know.
Oh, nope. There are the eyes. Okay.
Those aren't the eyes.
Now you're absolutely right. Those are not eyes. That's the anyway, shoulder. I'm not sure that Gundramon has eyes, in fairness.
Welcome to the Gundramon portion of the podcast, where you work out with Gundramon.
He just needs more gun.
Can Gundramon be real if he doesn't have eyes? Anyway, I wish Gundramon showed up.
Please bring back Neo-Yokio.
And put Gundramon in it.
Please.
Yeah, Charles III, a.k.a. Gundramon.
Anyway, so Taichi tells Bottomon to shoot bubbles and he jumps through the fire, which is pretty cool. But then another Alumon shows up. Bottomon and Taichi are friends now, according to Taichi, because that's just his character from,
okay,
like, when he first met Yamato.
That way. Yeah, we get that, right?
Can I go back to the part where we said that him jumping through the fire was cool?
Yeah, but they're magical bubbles. So
yeah, but jumping
I'm
through the fire, he would have been fine. He didn't need bubbles. Bubbles do not work that
like,
way. Good night.
It's all, yeah, but this is like green, like Sleeping Beauty fire.
I guess. Yeah.
Like I don't know why the fire went like Sleeping Beauty Disney, but like it did, and
the fire did a lot of weird things. It just moved on its own after, so like right after this, right? The fire just goes and surrounds them again of its own volition.
Sentient fire.
Yeah, what's that about?
Like, I mean, fire can do horrific things. Like, it can like jump over rivers or between trees.
Yeah, at various points
doors,
in U.S.
Stupid,
history,
it's not a ghost.
Rivers just set on fire.
Yeah. Like, things just happen. Like, fires do be scary, especially when they're colored green and delivered by dinosaur. So, like, things just be that way. So, we have Taichi saying he has the power of friendship, because his crest is now friendship. Anyway, he ends up yeeting Bottomon away, and he fights the three Alumon, because, again, the crest of courage is just the crest of being mega dumb,
or
I guess.
Either that or the crest of being kind of a badass.
Yeah. They can't make up their mind between the two. It's
no,
yeah,
he's incredibly
it's
dumb and surprisingly successful at everything he tries.
But also, like, suicidally reckless.
Ah.
He's the protagonist.
Yeah, I was about to say, protagonist! How do you define a protagonist? That way, but not a girl, because then it's not a protagonist, it's just a Mary Sue, apparently. But if it's a boy, it's okay. It's a protagonist. So then we have the most horrifically animated thing I've ever seen in my life, and it's Bottomon evolving to Koromon, and then to Agumon, and then to Greymon, and it's absolutely horrifying.
Ah, it's super
but
sick.
I kind
a
of dig
of
it.
It
was pretty good.
He looked like Patamon at one point.
Yeah,
like, I was
really
like, did Patamon?
Did. I was gonna be very shocked when Patamon and then Angemon.
Yeah.
And then, wait, nope, that was not what we were doing.
That's when I was kind of confused initially, because I was like, wait, what? That's not where I thought this was going. What's Patamon doing here?
Here is another fun fact. So there is a Digivice toy called the Digimon Neo, which was released in Bandai Asia. And there are two versions. There's a Digimon Adventure version and the Digimon Savers version. In the Digimon Adventure version, one of the Digimon partners you can choose is Patamon. Patamon has the usual evolution path that you'd expect, but does have the additional Mega Evolution that Seraphimon can evolve into, which is Valkyriemon.
Hmm.
So that could have been a thing that they were going for. They didn't, but they could have.
They could have.
That would have been pretty sick.
So that would have been pretty sick if it was just like, we gave Patamon another stealth evolution. This was actually a Takaru episode, and this is what he get from, like, pushing giant turtle up a hill. Valkyriemon.
You know, it would have been pretty great if at the end of the episode called The Crest of Courage, we'd had Takaru show up to talk about Kibo no Moncho.
Please. That would have been so much better. And also, Valkyrie, okay. I wish Valkyriemon could just be in more. Like, I wish that Valkyriemon was more of this episode. But anyway, I wish Valkyriemon was the great catastrophe, almost. Like, it just turns out that this is Algomon's boss. I don't know, but that wasn't the case. Anyway, so Bottomon then disappears.
I wish the great catastrophe was or would be or...
me too.
Had any care towards it. We still got Millenniumon in this episode, which was interesting.
Yep, we did.
We were talking about the... Yeah. We were, like, talking about the Ancient War, and then we got to see Millenniumon, which was super cool, but then you realize that doesn't explain what we're about to see, though.
Yep.
We've already seen Millenniemon. This is a different one. Why are we going back to Millenniemon when we killed him quite easily and quite quickly, surprisingly?
Like, reasonably certain that Millenniemon is still just the Great Catastrophe and it's going to be Moon Millenniemon or some such now. And maybe you know otherwise from episode titles that I don't know, but...
Not from episode titles, but from V-Jump, but I'm not going to say which, if you're right or wrong.
Fair enough.
But we do know. And we do know the name of a Digimon that appeared on the Digivice Colon toy, which was previously just question marks. We now have a name for it.
Hmm.
And that's from V-Jump.
At least related to Millenniemon, we're going to have a riot. Because what was even the point?
What was even the point of a lot of it? Remember Devimon?
No.
I mean, okay. At least they kind of explained what Devimon is, that it was just Patamon. But...
Sure, but I mean, okay, so we've got one arc that is not related to the Great Catastrophe. I guess that's fine. Now you tell me the second of, or I guess the third of our four arcs was also not related to the fourth arc. So there's really only, none of these things have anything to do with each other. Because there's,
nope.
Get sucked into the digital world, deal with Devimon, deal with Millenniemon. Oh yeah, by the way, remember that Great Catastrophe I told you back about? No, no, me either.
Yeah. Whoopsies. Anyway, so Bottomon ends up disappearing, becomes Tai Chi's crest, and then Tai Chi returns to Valkyriemon. Valkyriemon talks about Omegamon, and we get a bit of an Evangelion as a treat. And then I'm just sitting here thinking that her talking about Omegamon would be fantastic foreshadowing and be so much more meaningful as that. And also, if we hadn't already seen Omegamon like twice, and also he's in the opening every episode... It just felt kind of like, we're not getting any new information, we're just kind of learning that Omegamon was there before, but we kind of already knew that Omegamon was there before.
We were explicitly, like, we were pretty sure, at least you were for a while, that we were not, in fact, you know, a new Omegamon, and that this was somehow the old one coming back, but the one time or some such, but no.
Yeah. This was just a thing, but it just feels kind of weird that we're getting it now and not like, I know, I feel like this episode would be so much better if the previous 62 episodes didn't exist, or at least like most of them didn't, like if we never saw Omegamon initially and this was like a foreshadowing bit of like, and then there was a great hero that formed from two merging.
Quinn told me that Omegamon's already been there twice.
Yeah, so this relies on Tai Chi being surprised by information instead of going, oh yeah, you mean that thing that we do every time that things get bad? Huh. Weird. Can't imagine.
Mm-hmm.
The prophecy said I should The prophecy said I should do that thing that I was obviously... Thank you, prophecy. Yep. Never would have occurred to me to do the thing.
Mm-hmm.
We got a shot of Tai Chi's mother, by the way, as well.
I literally didn't notice.
Me either.
A very, very quick one. She probably didn't notice either. But it was just she being the Tai's mother. But it was just very, very, very quick. We were getting shots of like, it was a clip show basically. We were given shots from previous things and we were learning about things that happened and like remember all the people with like their phones. Budget? Remember when like half the kids were in the human world and they just sat there talking about boats? Yep, me, I remember that.
Yep.
Anyway, so Tai Chi then wakes up, and Agumon says he was zoned out next to him the entire time and was basically in a dissociative episode. And then the episode ends because Tai Chi gets his Crest of Courage, which, like, it. On one hand, it feels kind of cool that Tai Chi was the last one to get his crest. Like, that feels like a new thing. Like, oh, he gets something last.
But getting the crest last didn't do anything.
Yeah, and also it makes... I mean, the crest will do something to the plot, I'm assuming... But it just feels kind of weird that he already has all the evolutions. Like, he's already not only just had Omegamon, he's had War Greymon, he's had Blitz Greymon, and he's also kind of had Mugendramon, but we're just not remembering that apparently because he was bored. It was just... It's just weird. And yeah, so the episode ends and we get the Digimon Encyclopedia and Koshiro says that baby Digimon have rebellious phases and then we see that we're getting Seraphimon next week. So we're back to the angels and back to getting some evolution episodes. Episode 64. Coolios. Now that we're done discussing the synopsis, let's discuss the discussions. So what were our highlights this week?
I appreciated that we got some plot, sort of, I guess.
Yeah, it was nice to sort of get some back to the plot.
T-Rexmon looked kind of cool.
Yeah, I do like Alumon, but by far my massive highlight would definitely have to be the visual callbacks to the Digimon movie, or the first Digimon movie in Japan, where we have the first part being with Greymon being the weird silhouette before Tai Chi, and then that basically being sort of like a visual callback to the credits at the end of the Japanese first Digimon movie, where Tai Chi and Greymon are just standing looking at each other. That was pretty cool. And then we also have another one, which is directly after that scene, where Koromon is like jumping and face-hugging Tai Chi. That's also from the first part of the Digimon movie, or the first Digimon movie in Japan. Those kind of callbacks were pretty cool. I really appreciated them as a long-term fan.
I'm glad that those are there, but I wish that like the glowy thing in particular, 63 episodes in, wasn't just a thing that happened sometimes.
I think it's when it's like, it was always Bottomon in this episode. Like, it never actually became Greymon. It was, like, the power of Greymon. So, again, it's, like, the silhouette that we've seen when a Digimon's sort of getting their ability to evolve onwards to Mega.
I mean, I guess. So I just wish that at some point in this series, I thought they were going to tell me what that is or why I should care about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd actually prefer that they didn't, on the basis that it just kind of, I feel like they'd ruin it if they tried to explain it. Like, it being sort of this mysterious power-up glowy silhouette thing that they can do when they've accomplished something, I feel like that feels kind of cool. It reminds me of, it's time for my virtual pet corner. On one of the virtual pets, the IC, Digimon got Burst Evolutions. This was in the IC Burst Digivice toy. And you could have things like the Koromon could burst evolve to Lalamon, but that was just like a brief power-up during evolution. So that was kind of cool. So I just sort of got that impression from it, that it's more like you're not actually evolving to that Digimon. You just temporarily have like its power because you've achieved something.
I guess I kind of like it. I feel like we're getting to the end of Lost and it turns out the Never has never meant anything. Oops.
I've heard so much about Lost, and then I started watching it when it was on Netflix, when Netflix first came out here, and then there was a dog in it, and I immediately went, well, not watching that, because I don't feel a good feeling about the dog being there, and I didn't watch any more of it because there was a dog, but first episode was pretty good.
I never watched any Lost, actually.
Fair enough.
I know there's a shark. All I know about Lost is from, like, the internet, and it's like, there's wild. A shark that showed up, and everyone was annoyed at the shark existing, and that's all I know about Lost.
Okay.
That's all I know.
You know, and also, let's the first just episode move on. Right. I think it's much better this way.
Yeah, we're not lost in translation, Mon. We're lost in translation, Mon. Emphasis on the Mon, not on the lost.
All about the stylization.
Yeah. It's just capital. It's just lost in translation, Mon. But anyway, do we have any other highlights?
For someone out there, though.
Yeah, we're doing Lost in Translation Moon or Lost in Translation Card. We're not doing Lost in Translation Mon.
We need to talk about whether or not that's going to be doable with Ghost Game and such, but yeah.
Yeah, well, it's definitely a one-day thing. Like, surely at some point there'll be another Digimon anime drought. Please.
Anyway.
I'm dying. Anyway, highlights from this episode, because mine were just like, I liked visual callbacks, I liked the somewhat 0-2 callback with Valkyriemon and with Miyako's voice actor. I really appreciated that. I like how we have Tai Chi being Tai Chi from the first few episodes. That was pretty neat. But yeah, that's basically it.
Yeah, I liked that I got to finally see Tai Chi, like, tackle some Digimon, because I'd heard y'all talk about it, but I'd never seen it happen, so that was kind of neat.
It's still not as cool as him picking up some Weebar, but I'll take it.
Yeah, it was very cool early. Like, I definitely recommend that you watch, like, the first few episodes if you ever feel like you have time or you want to, just because it is kind of nice to have that animation, to have that care about Tai Chi, to have him, like, fist fight Digimon. Mm-hmm. I'm just a big fan of that. And I wish that they kept up with it, because it feels like more and more the 60 episodes, or like, I guess 50 episodes in between this episode and the start, just don't matter.
Yeah, at all.
Except for, like, you get evolutions.
Everything from when we got told by a rock that we needed to go follow a thing because of the great catastrophe, that between there and now, nothing meaningful has happened. We kept getting more powerful and closer to this objective, and also we did some side quests. Hooray.
Like, I mean, our views have definitely been, like, poisoned by the fact that we had, like, predictions that sounded really cool. Like, when we were like, hey, what if Faga has, like, some important meaning? And it was just like, nope, they're just gathering there. They're not even going to say what it stands for. We just have to Google it ourselves.
Taichi has become the FF2 player who goes off and gets mithril helms and things before getting a single piece of mithril for the king.
Yeah. But also, he got arrow pointy, and he went with the arrow pointy, and then he just found people when he arrow pointied. And that was it. And then he followed another arrow pointy, and to this episode.
How dare they not have the arrow point back to the place he went into the digital world the first time?
Yeah, that was a really cool area with, like, the dinosaurs and, like, the backdrop. Like, that looked great. Let's go back there. I liked that. This place was just on fire again, but at least the trees burnt this time.
Yeah, at least it looks like we're finally going to find One Piece soon.
Yeah, it's the name of the treasure. Do we have any other highlights? Nope. I like Alamon being purple.
Yeah.
Big fan of that.
Big fan of the body horror.
Low light time? Oh yeah, body horror's good. But it was also maybe a low light. Like, it was kind of like, that was weird to watch. Liked it. Kind of weird. Any low light time?
None that I haven't already kind of done.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of touched on it.
In animation stuff sometimes.
But then other parts of this episode looked really great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the quality varied.
Mm-hmm.
Like, same with last episode. Like, there were bits of the Shakomon parts that looked great, and then, like, other parts where it was just, like, floating PNGs on a weird background.
Yeah, like, yep. And it was the same for this. They had to make a lot of tough calls about where to spend their budget, and I guess that's fine, but I don't know. It shows a lot, and if you don't have good art and you don't have a good plot, what are we watching for?
Yep.
Well, I guess we're not watching it for the plot. We're watching it to, I don't know.
For the script.
Nostalgia.
For Palmon. I like Palmon existing. Let's go to Eevee's evals before we touch on our favourite characters. Eevee says, Taichi is a good boy, really. He can stand well on his own in an episode, but he's mainly just detracted from everyone else's episodes by stealing screen time, making character exploration and development for the rest of the cast to be almost non-existent. But that's not his fault. He has the biggest hair and goggles. That is true. He is the one with the goggles. Eevee then continues to say that this episode, although was pretty fun, had some great visuals, they liked the green fire, and bottom one's just adorable, and she says that it was nice to see episode 1 Taichi again since he's not changed since then anyway, lol. Eevee says she continues to enjoy the music in the show too, and while she has issues with Taichi in the show as a whole, Taichi on his own is pretty great, and this episode definitely held her interest throughout. And then she also says as soon as she saw the burb, she thought, the Deva from Tamers. And like, yeah, that's fair. That weird sort of birds, like,
you saw that
perching
one
on the wood.
Chicken episode.
Oh my god, okay, yeah.
Of Tamers, yeah. Which is just, like, better in the dub because it just has, like, the Deva. That was great. For favourite character, I almost wrote down Miyako, but didn't. I actually went for an actual character, and I went for Valkyriemon just because, like, I don't know. I've been a fan of Valkyriemon for, like, almost 2 decades, and we're finally getting to see her animated, and I'm kind of pumped by it, so I had to choose Valkyriemon, even though, like, she kind of just stood there and was the same as Valdemon in episode 5.
Yep.
But I'm just happy. So, Quinn, who is your favourite character?
I'm still trying to figure out if I have one.
That's the true, like, rating of this episode. If it's a good episode, Quinn will choose a character. If it's an okay episode, Quinn will choose a background character. If it's a bad episode, Quinn will choose an abstract concept.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go with Rei Ayanami.
Oof. Oh, no. Okay, I guess it was a bad episode then. And Chloe?
Okay, so now I have to try to find one on the same scale, because I thought this was an okay episode, so I guess who's a befitting background character?
You can also just pick a real character if you want.
No, I need to follow this arbitrary convention Alomon. That has been established.
Like Alomon, Goblimon,
Sora. Oh yeah, I like Goblimon's eyes. They were spirals.
Just are you gonna pick Goblimon or Goblimon's eyes?
Ooh, Goblimon's eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going with base, like, still a Digimon, but also a bit bitter. I just
a bit
threw
of a meme
screwdriver
answer,
at the screen.
But like I did like this episode. It like Evie said, it did actually keep my interest all the way through, despite being just kind of bland and in retrospect not really all that plot relevant because we already know about Omegamon. But you know, it still
held my
interest.
Bored. Like, I've been bored the past, like, chunk of episodes. I was not bored this episode, but this episode was definitely hurt by the fact that we've had a bunch of episodes that I didn't care about, and because we're only just now returning to the Taichi that we met in episode one, it is kind of weird to me. But otherwise, it would have, like, it wasn't boring. I liked the episode, but yeah, it's an episode that suffers because of the rest of the season, which is kind of sad.
Yeah, like, it held my attention well enough, but it doesn't stand well enough on its own as an episode to mean anything, because it's just chasing down a bird to be told the next set in your, you know, thousand-part journey.
Ooh, alternate answer for favorite character is the third impact lightning wings in the sky when... Yeah,
that's what I meant by a little Evangelion as a treat, because we do just get the third impact... wings, which we have had a lot.
Yep,
we sure have.
Yeah, we get that. Like, somebody on the staff really likes Evangelion,
and you know, I appreciate that they do. You know,
yeah,
if they're
same,
able to pepper it in every here and there, I'm here for that.
I wish that they would engage in some of the plot of Eva in addition to just the occasional visual nod.
Yeah, if it were more than just, you know, like allusions to it and actual, you know, like trying to model itself after it a bit more, I feel like it'd be a lot better, but. Oh well.
Yeah, it's one of those. Wait, are you the kind of Eva fan who needs a Ray and bandages doll?
Oh no.
No. Anyway, we're away from that. Okay, what about the rating for this episode? Because I gave this episode a 2, which is just like I like this episode, but a 2. Quinn, what was your rating?
Let me see what I gave last week.
You gave it a 2.5 last week.
I think I'm going to go with 2.5 then, because I don't think I like, you know, dislike this more than I disliked last week, I guess.
Yeah, that's fair.
If I try to think about it as its own episode, at least. Yep. Sorry.
I don't remember what I said last week.
You threw 3.5 last week.
Okay, I'm leaning towards like a 3 here, I guess. I don't know.
Yep, and Evie gave it a 4. Which is good. So that means that our overall ranking was 8.5, which we have previously given to episode 52 and episode 56. And because I have no memory at all of things that have happened, I do not remember what happened either this episode. So episode 52, that was Dance of the Heavens Ho-Omon. So Ho-Omon's debut episode. And I still... I think this episode was... I think worse than that. And episode 56 was the Crest Garurumon debut episode. And I think it's worse than both of them. What do y'all think?
I'm willing to go with you on that, yeah.
Okay. Chloe, any objections?
Sounds reasonable to me, but I don't really get a say in the rankings, so...
You can have a little bit of a say if you want.
I don't know. It doesn't feel fair if I haven't been in it from the beginning, you know?
You've been in here for, like, I think you've been here for most of this? Yeah.
I don't think so, but I don't know.
We'd have to go back through and check.
But I feel like I wasn't there for a lot of the vore. Mm. I just heard about a lot of the vore.
Yeah.
I feel like.
To be fair, sometimes I think I wasn't really present for the vore. It just sort of happened. Anyway,
you dissociate to get through it. We've all been there.
So did Taichi, apparently.
I mean...
So then that means that in the overall ranking, episode 63 is in 34th place. In my personal ranking, I put it up a little bit higher than that. I had it in 29th place. Quinn, where are we putting this in your ranking?
I'm going to make this easy on myself and put it just above last week's.
And now I have to find last week's. That was 62 because... I somehow struggle to find numbers. So you said just below?
Above.
Oh, just above. My apologies.
Yeah. This had some redeeming moments to it that I did really enjoy. It just really pissed me off with where it is in the plot and how tired I am of following arrows.
Yeah. That means in your ranking it's in 44th place. And then for Evie put it all the way up in 8th place.
Wow.
So... That will be meaning that it is between episode 50, the end, the ultimate holy battle, and between episode 24, the final stage, Dundevimon. So it's good to know that, like, at least one of us likes it. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I liked it, but, like, I don't know, I think I'm just tired.
Yeah, I made a joke. And it is really a thing. It'd probably go up a full point if this had been episode 30 or something.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, I can say that about a lot of these chunk of episodes that I probably would have enjoyed it more were it earlier in the season. But the Millenniumon arc definitely kind of, like, put in some fatigue there because it just made me care a lot less.
Yeah, we've meandered way too much. We forgot about the Great Catastrophe. I sort of thought Millenniumon was the Great Catastrophe, and then it turned out I was wrong.
We didn't actually learn that it was called the Great Catastrophe until, like, the episode after we defeated Millenniumon. We just knew there was a big bad. But I think the actual terminology Great Catastrophe wasn't used until after Millenniumon.
Mm.
But I might be misremembering, because I don't recall it being mentioned.
Fair enough. Yeah, I'd have to go back through and check, but I sort of thought that Millenniumon was the thing we were chasing after and not just a detour, and apparently I have been wrong about that.
Mm. I mean, I liked Millenniumon. I wish that it meant more.
Yeah, I mean, I liked the concept.
So, do we have any miscellaneous thoughts before I move on to the YouTube comments for this week?
Yes, I have a bad Ava pun here. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Episode 26, The Beast Who Shouted Tai at the Heart of the World.
Wow, I wish that I never heard that.
Not bad.
Yeah. Quinn, do you have an Ava pun, or is it YouTube comment time?
I'm absolutely terrified trying to come up with something.
That one took me like half a second to get, but when it hit, it was just like, wow.
I'm glad we were all able to get in a pretty good one there.
Yeah, we're good. Okay, YouTube comments time. First up, we have TGS, who says, to echo last week, a perfectly fine episode, but they're not sure why we need an episode for Sora to get a Mega and an episode to get her crest when we're this far in the show. That said, they liked this episode better than the Ho-Emon one, although they wish that we learned more about the past war. They also had a funny negative reaction to seeing Cupimon and Putimon, as they used to thinking of them as Lucimon's previous forms. And, yeah, maybe we are just doing a frontier, because, yeah, Lucimon's previous forms, but a lot of them, what if they're just meant, like, Lucimon reproduced?
Yeah, when
Taichi
went, I wish I could evolve, I kind of sort of thought we were going to just chew in, okay, we're really doing frontier, but no, we're not. Unless we are.
We're never doing Frontier, which is sad because I feel like Frontier has a lot of great ideas, but doesn't do as well as it could have, and I wish it did.
I mean, I'm waiting for the finale to be Taichi once again wishes to be able to evolve, and now suddenly we're doing Frontier, and there's going to be a season two of this.
No more adventure.
Please,
new ideas
please
only.
No more.
Please, no more. Next up, we have Little Red Riding Hood, who says that Cupimon is their absolute favorite in training Digimon. So seeing them show up in an episode made them happy and excited. I said happy, but they said excited, so I'm just going to insert that they were happy there as well, because I've just assumed that the people are happy, I guess. And then they say that only to experience a huge mood whiplash when they got vaporized. And yeah, I'm still a bit shocked that we just saw, like, on-screen murder at that degree. They then said that it was a very intense scene. They also like seeing the Great War again, though they wish that it mattered more to the overall plot at this point. And yay, both of you have mentioned the Great War. Hey, we're doing more of that this episode. Bit late, but we're doing it. Then they say that the backstory was very cool when it mattered, and yeah, it still doesn't matter, but they're still going to address it. Next up, they say that they feel like the episode is let down a tad by Shakomon not having much of a character. It really spoils the episode a bit for them and lessens the overall emotion of the story. Overall, this episode has some very good ideas that are let down by it being a little bit too late, or not being supported enough by the show as a whole, which I feel like you could put in that last statement into a lot of these episodes, especially the last chunk of episodes, that they have some good ideas, but overall let down by the entire series, and very much this week's episode is let down by the fact that this series existed. Then they say they very much like the... Oh, sorry?
I just want to, again, point out, like, I guess the thing that, more than anything else, that bothers me about where we are in the season is that at no point have the kids made a decision to deal with the problem where the problem is identifiable. We're still just following the arrows. We found tablet back in episode 5 or something, and we're still just kind of doing that.
Like, imagine if this just turns out to be a video game. Like, they're gonna, like, Dragon Quest it, and at the end, it's just going to be, like, a... It's gonna be, like, one, like, a really sad millennial who's just playing a video game of Digimon Adventure and just, like, puts the controller down, like, ah, oh, okay, I guess I have to talk to my children now. And
Digimon Adventure colon Taichi Raising Project.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's the Evangelion.
That was just a very ending.
That'd be a very Ava ending. And then we go to a parallel universe and Ray's hyperactive for some reason.
Uh-huh.
And then we're all sketchbook drawings. I don't know. And then we're live action and we're sitting in a theater. Anyway, and we're all clapping. Anyway. So, by the way, I was in a shop the other day and, like, that from, you know, that, that opera, that, the classical music piece that was in the end of Evangelion part when they're all, like, at the very end of it, when they're all, like, in the theatre, it was playing, and I was just like, I have literally never heard this song except for when I'm watching End of Evangelion. That's a problem. Anyway, so Little Red Riding Hood continues to say that they very much like the Chosen Ones are here for just more than fighting bit. Cool idea, and seeing past Digimon being positively influenced by a team is a very good thing to see. They finish off to say this series as a whole should have had way more episodes like this, at least in terms of the ideas and stuff they tried to do. And, like, I feel like a lot of the Sora episodes are, like, have the same sort of, like, plot and idea of just, like, hey, let's not fight, but we have to fight. Okay, we'll fight, or something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so it is nice to see that, but I feel like it's... I wish it wasn't just always a Sora episode. Like, I feel like they just use her to pull out the fact, hey, we don't always have to fight. It's just...
Except actually, it's we definitely do.
Always be fighting. Alright, everyone, so thanks for joining us this time. You can join us next time for episode 64, The Angel's Determination. Or, as apparently I've written it in my notes, The Angle's Determination. So, maybe we get to meet Pythagorasmon or something. Anyway, do we have predictions other than the appearance of, like, A squared plus B squared equals C squared?
Insert trigonometry joke here.
Yeah, angle side angle.
I feel like there's a Simpsons line, but I can't remember off the top of my head. It has something to do with the isosceles triangle, but then it turns out that he's wrong. I don't know. Anyway, predictions. There are angels, so I'm assuming this is Seraphimon and Ophanimon showing up.
Probably.
We do know that at least Seraphimon is showing up. Because of the encyclopedia.
Yeah, I assume that we're gonna do both of them next episode, and I'll be a little annoyed about it, I guess, but...
What can you do?
Yep.
What can you do? I don't really have that many predictions other than the fact that there will be plot, I guess. I guess we're getting back to the plot.
Yeah.
Which feels weird, like episode 64.
We might get to see Yui.
Maybe. Yeah. How many Evangelion references are either we, the podcasters, or them, the writers, going to put in this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes is the correct response.
I could do more if I weren't consciously trying to keep myself from doing any 3.0 plus 1.0 spoilers for
That's
any
a good
of
point.
Out there who yeah. haven't
seen I, it I have,
yet.
I haven't watched
to.
It yet. I've only watched the first... reboot one,
yeah,
but I should watch
really
them because
I'd be here for that remake.
It's the
anyway.
Rebuild, but I mean, reboot's close enough.
Oh no, I know.
I know why. Yeah, I just always thought of it as reboot. But yeah, rebuild.
Because reboot was a really good Canadian show.
I never watched it, but I think I know it exists. Anyway, so the link dump's linked in the description, and our Redbubble's also linked there if you're interested in some shirts or mugs or something cool. You can contact us and stay updated.
Which apparently
you can email us.
Mugs are not.
I'm pretty sure I just said I was about to say emu us, which is very Australian of me. So I'm glad that Quinn said something, but I ended up pointing it out anyway because emu us. So you can send us spam to lostintranslationmail@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode on our website or on YouTube. We have a new way for you to follow me, and it's in person, first of all, but that would be creepy.
Oh, no.
So if you don't want to do that...
Plus, I don't think that's a new way. Yeah. We've all been doing it.
The oldest way.
Yeah, we've all been already doing that. Creepy. All right, I'm just going to make sure that the blinds are closed now.
I don't know if you
want
to invite people to do that.
Please don't do that. It is very... But if you do want to follow me on the internet, I have a TikTok now, despite... I'm not even... I think it might be against the TOS for someone who is a millennial to be on TikTok, because I am probably too old for this thing. But it is a cosplay TikTok, an in-character roleplay cosplay TikTok, because I really felt like doing that, and it is called Digimon underscore Hero. Hero is spelled H-I-R-O, so H-I-R-O, and it is because the main character in Ghost Game is called Hero, and also because one of the main characters in Digimon World, one of his names is Hero. So I've started doing that because, I don't know, I always joked about it and then I did it, and now that's a thing you can do. So you can follow me on TikTok at Digimon underscore Hero. I'll link that in the link dump as well. So you can check that out. I've started to do videos on that, or Tic Tacs as I believe they're called. But if you would like to follow me on our existing social media thingamajingies, we have at Translation on Twitter, and Lost in Translation on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and now, of course, TikTok, Digimon underscore Hero. Yay. You can also chat to us on the Lost in Translation on Discord server. We have a discussion there on With the Will, and also one in the Digimon subreddit. And if you were to review us on any podcast catcher that you use, please do so, and if I see the review, I'll read it out. If I don't see the review, please tell me. Maybe you can tell me when you're following me, I don't know. And I'll read it out. You can also donate to my Patreon, that's linked in the description, from as little as $1 a month. And $1 a month gets you access to the Patreon-only areas of our Discord server, but there are higher levels with more rewards, so check that out. And thank you to the current supporters on Patreon. So that's Joe, Stephen Reeves, who's WildWind64, an archive of our own, Kaidawashi, Chisai, who can follow on Twitter at Chisai236, Neobu, who says you'd follow Chisai on Twitter at Chisai236, Kyle, Lismet, who is a Lekmon on Tumblr, Nicholas Maromamimon, I just have tinnitus coming out of my ear, that was really sudden, Sam, Anthony, Emery from Gone Will Hunting, a Hunt Hunter rewatch podcast, the tinnitus is still going, just because I had TikTok open, it's saying, hey, remember you're old. Anyway, Magnus, Lucas, JCmon05, Patrick, Jason, and Great Nuki. You can also make a one-off donation on PayPal, which we found linked in the description. It's paypal.me/airdramon. You can also donate to me on my Ko-fi account, ko-fi.com/airdra. So yes, thank you so much for listening, and thank you to my wonderful, lovely hosts for joining me. Quinn, can we find you anywhere, and can we follow you?
You can find me on the Discord, and you probably can follow me, but, you know, better do it from a safe distance.
Respectable distance.
Exactly. I'm looking versus I'm looking respectfully meme.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm following you respectively. I'm COVID-safe following.
There we go.
Chloe, can we follow you and find you?
No and yes, but I won't say to which is which.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah, ominous. I dig that. And of course,
but
you can find and...
accordingly.
Oh, jeez. All right. So you can find and follow Evie over on the Moncast, but you can also find and follow us there usually too. And we talk about Tamers at the moment, and Pokemon... I keep on calling it Pokemon Heroes because that's what the opening goes,
no,
but it's Pokemon Advanced.
No, it's that you wanna be a hero, H-I-R-O.
Yeah, I almost called it Pokemon Wanna Be a Hero, which is a much better name, by the way. But anyway, so you can all check us out there and follow us respectively. Of course, check out me being a sad old millennial on TikTok. And I guess we will see y'all in the next times. Bye!
Bye-bye.
Another reminder, I'm old. My back really hurts.
Big mood.